Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
It's the morning of the most important day of your life. You wake up refreshed and ready for your big day when you look in the mirror and see the zit to end all zits. Stay calm. Mighty Patch Pimple Patches absorb gunk in just 6 hours and shrink the look of blemishes in one use. Leave Mighty Patch on while finalizing florals and you've still got plenty of time for full glam. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
All right, let's move on. So I'm going to give you guys an impromptu question before these next couple. What would surprise you more? The Bruins finishing dead last in the NHL, 32 out of 32, or the Bruins making the playoffs as a wild card team?
Dead last would surprise me more.
Yeah, because there's some really bad teams. Yeah. So I just think
you guys, like,
if you're trying to paint for McKenna, you're gonna have to really,
I agree with you guys, but whenever Bruins fan, most Bruins analysts, most national analysts, and advanced standings projection models have the Bruins as a bottom five team, it's a fair question to ask in the preseason or heading into the season, right? I'm with you guys though.
But like Chicago is Chicago.
Yeah,
The Penguins are going to be bad again. There's a few teams I think are.
Yeah, San Jose might be a little better, but like that's still not a good team.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, with that said,
you know who's sneaky? Sneaky just because like we don't really follow them much, but I think the Seattle Kraken are going to suck this year. I don't know what that franchise is doing. Like that's a team that feels like pretty lost to me.
Yeah, I mean, like expansion drafts can be like that, though, right? I mean,
for like they were good, like they made the playoffs.
It could have been fool's luck out of the gate, you know. I mean, Vegas had it, but Vegas obviously kept it going. But they had to make a lot of bold moves along the way to keep it going. I think it is tough to for an expansion team. It's you're getting a lot of the unwanteds around the league, and it can be tough. But I'm with you. I mean, yeah, they're not going to be great either. But all right, so. Bridget and Scott, the Bruins will make the playoffs if.
I'll go. So the Bruins will make the playoffs if, and I think it needs to be all three of these things. Not just one. It's not an or, it's an and. Swayman bounces back and looks more like he did when he was in a rotation with Allmark. The defense. And, like, not just talking about the defensemen, but the overall defense, team defense, and what Sturm is trying to coach them to do, keeps the goals against down. So, like, Swayman and them keeping the goals against down and keeping them in games, even though their scoring isn't expected to be super high. So that and scoring depth has to be better than expected. So, and in particular, the second line needs to be able to score. That is going to be key. We talked about the bottom six being much less certain in terms of scoring and being more of an identity situation. But I think Swayman being better, team defense being what it's supposed to be under Sturm, which is being billed as under Sturm, and scoring depth being better than expected, all need to happen for them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right on all three counts. I limited myself to one and kind of the overarching thing that I think is most important, and that is they get legitimate secondary scoring. Like 4 to 6 forwards step up and give them legit middle six production. I am very skeptical that that happens, but if we're talking about them making the playoffs, I don't see how they do it without that happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think of a couple of things. I think of Swayman being a top 10 goalie. I think of them having to break even more or less at even strength, and then they have to be at worst middle of the pack in both special teams units. I mean, I think if those things happen, and Scott, that kind of goes hand in hand with yours too, like, you know, secondary scoring would probably happen in that situation too. But yeah, you know, though, if those things happen, then you have a shot. You have a shot at a wild card spot. And we'll dovetail that into our next question, which is probably more obvious than the one we just answered, which is the Bruins will miss the playoffs if, and that is just if they can't score enough, in my opinion, which that's obviously the biggest question. So
yeah,
let's get a different one.
Yeah, that's it. And it's because the problem is, like, if you don't score enough, and we're talking about, oh, they might have a lot of 2-1 games. And it's like, if you start losing a lot of 2-1 games, it can just get demoralizing. And then the defensive effort starts to slip and guys just kind of start to lose hold of the rope. Like, you need the offense to be there to win some of these low scoring games, you know, for Middlestat to set up Arvidsson for a big goal, for Fraser Minton to score a bit. Like, it doesn't have to be every night, but like, you need moments from those guys. And if you start going through like a long stretch where it's not happening and you're constantly trailing 2-1 and you know, the other team keeps the top line to just one goal and no one else steps up, like, it just gets demoralizing. And it's just hard to get to win as a defensive team. Quite frankly, requires more effort than winning when you have a bunch of elite offensive talent and you can outscore your problems. Because that way you can win playing sloppy hockey in the regular season. When you're the team that has to win in defense and goaltending, you can't be sloppy. But if the offense is never there to pick you up, then you're bound to start being sloppy. You're bound to just start making more mistakes. And that's how the season goes sideways quickly, I think, as if it's not there to start and it just doesn't come.
I agree, Scott. And I think something else the Bruins are relying too heavily on is hoping that by putting players in positions that they haven't been in the past, and that will lead to more offense. For example, like, you bring in Morgan Geeky a couple of years ago, who was, you know, playing a lot of fourth line minutes in Seattle and whatnot. You give him an elevated role in Boston, all of a sudden he takes off. And it's like, okay, that happens once in a while with the right guy, but that's not something that's going to happen with six of your new forwards. Like, I don't think putting Mikey Isimaa in a third line role is going to make him a 35-point scorer. Like, I mean, hey, be great if it does, right? Or putting Tanner Janot in a third line role, or Fraser Minton, or any of these guys that haven't either scored at the NHL level or done it consistently enough, elevated minutes doesn't always equate to higher production. They're hoping it does, but that's something else that they're kind of relying too much on, in my opinion, as well.
Yeah, and I guess I'll just add, you can't be in 2-1 games if your goalie gives up more than 2 goals. So, you know what I mean? So then you're talking about really losing confidence.
Mm. All right. This one's, I'm interested to see what you guys have for this answer, which is one bold prediction for the Bruins this season.
Okay. Can I go first?
Sure.
This is not going to be like a super positive bold prediction like I did last year. So my bold prediction is that one or more of the guys on your opening night second line, which is Zaka, Mittelstadt, Arvidsson, get traded at the trade deadline. So I think any of these guys, in particular, I think Zaka and Arvidsson could be targets for other teams if they're in win now and the Bruins are out of it. And I think that Sweeney is certainly trying to build up draft capital, prospect pool, trade for prospects, trade for first round picks. And I don't think he's afraid to get rid of any of those three guys if he can get the prospect pool to be better. And if it's obvious they're already out of it, those, I think, multiple maybe of the second liners are gone by the end of the season.
I don't want to pick on you, Bridget, but I actually think the bolder prediction would be that all three are still here at the end of the year. Like, I fully expect at least one of those guys to get traded. And honestly, it might be two or three of them.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny how Bridget's too nice to give a prediction about someone having a bad year, but we'll be like, you three might get your ass shipped out of Boston, though.
No, but not because they're playing bad in a vacuum. Like, yeah, not just situational. Personal. Like, the situation is that, yeah, I think that they're going to be out of a playoff spot. And yeah, when you're out of a playoff spot, you see, like, you're trading your good players that have value, right? So, to me, if Zaka has a good season, that makes it even more likely. And, like, look who left it. Last year's trade deadline, you trade your captain, you trade Brad Marchand, who goes on to have a great playoffs. You trade Brennan Carlo. Like, these are good players. These are players that had value to other teams that are going to get you the draft picks and the prospects that you want. So, I think that actually is kind of a vote of confidence maybe to them a little bit, not because you want to get rid of them, but because you see that in the short term, you can't use them and you are looking more towards the future of trying to bolster, you know, for the future.
Okay, so last year my bold prediction was that Jeremy Swayman was going to win the Vezina Trophy. You would think I would have learned. You would think I would have learned not to predict a Bruin to win an award.
No, okay, so it's not Swayman.
But my bold prediction is that there is going to be a Bruin who wins some end of season hardware. I am predicting that David Pastrnak wins the Rocket Richard Trophy as the NHL's leading goal scorer.
That's not that bold. That's not that bold.
He's making fun of mine.
I think he's sixth in betting odds. You know,
I haven't seen the odds, but I mean, he's won it before, yeah, right?
He's won it once before, tied with Alex Ovechkin. But yeah, from December 1st on last year, he tied with Leon Draisaitl for the NHL lead in goals. So,
well, guess what? I think Trent Frederick's going to win the Rocket Richard this year. So,
I mean, he might. He's playing on a line with Draisaitl and McDavid. So, obviously, Leon Draisaitl won it last year. Austin Matthews won it each of the 2 years before that. Those are the two betting favorites, are Draisaitl and Matthews. And obviously, I would not be surprised if it's one of them. But again, like, as we mentioned, Pastrnak got off to a slow start last year and still had a great season. And I think there'll be opportunities to score more on the power play, because while I don't know if the power play is going to be great, I do think it'll be improved from last year. So I think he's going to be, like, in my real prediction is, like, I think he's going to be in range. And so if I think he's going to be close, then I'll take the extra step and say he wins it.
I hope he does. I hope he does. So, again, with this category, it is meant to be bold, not necessarily realistic. So when I say what I'm about to say, just keep that in mind, because I also think that there's going to be a Bruin that's going to walk away with some hardware. Well, I should say, I don't think this is going to happen, but in a bold scenario, this could happen. And that is that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
First-year head coach Marco Sturm wins the Jack Adams. Now, here's the only reason I say that. The only way that he does so is if the Bruins somehow make the playoffs. If this Bruins team is a playoff team, I think Marco Sturm will have to get some consideration for a Jack Adams. And in this bold world we're living in, I could see people falling in love with a first-year head coaching story. So that's my bold prediction. I think I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for being the only actual bold prediction of the three of ours. Because you're looking at me like I got 10 heads, Bridget. But then again, it was supposed to be bold. So I'm going to stick with my guns.
I was looking at you like that. Because you know what? To win that, it takes a lot.
But how bold with it? How bold is it when you preface it with, I don't think this is actually going to happen? Like I think Pastrnak winning the Roger Richard could happen.
David Pastrnak.
I think it's very realistic.
Yeah, but that's why it's not bold.
Yeah,
how many other teams are in the Roger Richard?
Realistic and bold are opposite.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, obviously, Sturm winning Jack Adams isn't realistic. That's why I'm saying it's bold. I think most listeners would agree with me in this situation. But I don't know.
It is. That's extremely bold.
It's very bold.
Montgomery won it because he had a roster that won the most games in regular season history.
I'll say this. If this Boston Bruins team makes the playoffs, it's going to have to be because there was a Jack Adams caliber season coached by Marco Sturm. There's no other way to describe getting this team to the playoffs outside of an incredible coaching job. So in that world, which we have all said that their ceiling could be a wild card team, in that scenario, I think that Sturm would turn some heads and might be in the conversation and potentially win a Jack Adams. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. Because like the Jack Adams is... It's really a coach whose team most exceeds expectations award. Like, whether it's, you know, a team that was out of the playoffs bounces back to make the playoffs, or a team that was a lower playoff seed is now one of the top teams in the league. Like, that's how you get Spencer Carberry last year. Washington went from an 8 seed to a 1 seed, or a good team has a record year like the Jim Montgomery year. Like, it's never the coach who like actually just had to like manage multiple difficult situations and ended up with like 97 points and finished third in the division. It's always like, it's always the one who, wow, no one expected the team to do that. And it's like, it could just be that they got elite goaltending. Like there's been years that it's like the Rick Tocchet year. I've said this before, like to me, like, that trophy should have gone to Thatcher Demko. I'm like, yeah, they just got an incredible goaltending year from Thatcher Demko and exceeded expectations. And everyone's like, Rick Tocchet's a genius. He's like, oh yeah, he told Thatcher Demko to be elite. Like, wow.
Right. Can imagine that. Coach.
And also, it's to your point, Scott, it's a game of politics. I mean, look at the Florida Panthers. They have no Barkov for the year. Tkachuk's out for 2 months. You don't think it's going to be a hell of a coaching job despite their depth by Paul Maurice to make the playoffs? I mean, You think anyone's going to give the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion head coach in the NHL to Jack Adams if the Panthers make the playoffs because they have no Barkov or Tkachuk for half a year? No. So I'm just saying. I think I'm starting to convince Scott a little bit, actually, as we speak here. So I'll take that as a W.
Yeah, and I'm not here with you, Brian. But
I mean, if the Bruins miss the playoffs, it's a very realistic prediction. I just don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Right. No, I don't either. But that's why I'm saying it's bold. All right, we can move on.
Isn't that it?
Well, that's it for Bruins. We have a couple of league ones if we wanted to just give those real quick, and then we can sign off.
All right, I'm going to have a lot of time.
All right, so we'll start with Bridget. Who is your least favorite Boston Bruin? I mean, no, wait, hold on. sorry, let me see here. Okay, who will win each division?
Bridget, rank the five worst Bruins interviews.
I have a list, but I can't say it. So, all right, I have Panthers. Oh, wait, no. I chose the Lightning. Why did I have Panthers here? I have Lightning, Hurricanes, Vegas, Dallas.
Same.
Hurricanes, Lightning, Vegas, Dallas. I have three or four. I have Washington winning the Metro again.
You also had Toronto.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So Washington, Toronto, Dallas, and Vegas. The Metro, to me, I just think it's wide open. And I don't think – I mean, Carolina's obviously right up there. New Jersey's good. I think Columbus is going to have a sneaky good year. But I don't see any one of those teams necessarily being any better than Washington heading into the year. So I'm sticking with the Caps there. But with that said, we can go to some playoff predictions, I suppose.
Yeah, so in the East –
we're entering my least favorite part of all of the predictions.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
So in the East, I have out of the Atlantic, Tampa, Toronto, Florida, Ottawa. Out of the Metro, I have Carolina, New Jersey, Washington, and the Rangers as the final team in, beating out Montreal, beating out Columbus.
All right, Bridget.
I did not put one in this order. I kind of missed that one and skipped to conference final and Stanley Cup predictions. So we'll just keep Scott's.
All right. Yeah, I have Toronto, Tampa, Ottawa, Florida, and Montreal. I have five coming out of the Atlantic again. And then in the Metro, I have Washington. Who did I have? I have Washington, Carolina, and Columbus. So, yeah.
Yep. So, no New Jersey, no Rangers.
Listen, the Rangers, and we talked about this like a month ago, but to me, there was a lot of change in that room. We talked about the change in the Bruins room. They had a lot of change too. I don't love particularly their bottom six. They have some proving to do, and their decor has some proving to do. I mean, I like their high-end talent. Again, Zibanejad needs a bounce-back year. Lafreniere needs a bounce-back year. Shesterkin obviously is great, but there's a lot of questions in New York. So, I mean, and I also think that the Islanders have a sneaky good defense core and goaltending. Their forward core is a little iffy, but I love Columbus. I think they're going to be good. They just missed the playoffs last year. I know you mentioned New Jersey, Scott. Jack Hughes has missed 20 games a year the last three or four years. His health, to me, could be the difference there. And I'm not sold that he's going to hold up again. So to me, it comes down to health with New Jersey. And I do think Columbus is, they got a lot of good pieces there. I do like the Jackets.
Yeah, I think goaltending is a big question mark in Columbus. And I don't know that Zach Werenski can do what he did last year. He was like with the likes of Cale Makar and Quinn Hughes last year, and he had really never been that defenseman before. And I just wonder, like, if he goes back to just what he's been the rest of his career, which is still a really good defenseman, like, what does that do? Like, that, you know, like, that's kind of like a big thing that could take a step back. So I do think the Metro is wide open. It definitely feels like the weaker of the two divisions. I kind of feel like Carolina could run away with that division. I do like what they did. I still don't think they're a Stanley Cup winner. I still think they ultimately don't get it done in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, you know, I like that team. I think Washington could take a little bit of a step back. The concerns I had about them in the regular season really came to fruition in the playoffs, which is I don't think their centers are good enough. But they should still be in the playoffs, I think.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about Columbus, though, and I agree with you on Werenski, I think it's unfair to assume he'll have another year like last year. I do think it could be somewhere in between his historical past and last year. But what I like about Columbus is that I think players like Adam Fantilli, Kent Johnson, I think those guys, they'll take steps forward offensively. I think, Marchenko, Voronkov, they got some players that I just think, you know, there's some ceilings to get to for them, and I think that they're in the middle of doing that. So I think what you might lose in offensive production from Werenski, I think you'll gain some other forwards that are taking that next step. And I think the Washington center depth is a fair question. You know, yeah, Carolina, I don't know. How many years we've seen it with them? You know, it's the same old song and dance. I know they got Ehlers.
But they always put up the 100 to 105 points.
Like, well, I have them in the playoffs. I just don't know if, you know. I also like a full year of Ryan Leonard in Washington. I do like the Capitals defense core. And I think, you know, the possibility of Ovechkin potentially being his last year, you know, you might have some extra motivation and just a little extra mojo for that team again to try to get it done for him. So, all right. Should we just do conference finals and cup or how do you want to do this, Scott?
I think that makes sense.
Yeah. I can quickly race through my West. Like, we don't even have to dive into it, but I had I only have three teams in the Pacific making it: Vegas, Edmonton, LA. Out of the Central, I have Dallas, Winnipeg, Colorado, Minnesota, and the Utah Mammoth making the playoffs for the first time.
I like that. All right. I have Dallas in the finals. I have Dallas and I got to think of who my Eastern Conference team is. Maybe Tampa. I can see Tampa. Dallas versus Tampa, and I think Dallas wins it.
So conference final, I had Florida against Tampa. Why do I keep doing this? Tampa against the Hurricanes, Dallas, Vegas. And then final, Tampa against Dallas. And then I guess Dallas is a more complete roster, so maybe I'm with you, Brian. I think they probably are more complete there. But Vasilevsky is a really good goalie, and yeah.
So on our very first episode after the Panthers repeated this spring, I said I was putting it on the record then that I was picking them to win the Stanley Cup again to three-peat. I was doing it then, so I wasn't dumb enough to talk myself into something else over the summer.
Yeah, Barkov.
The gods are testing me with the Barkov injury. They want me to be dumb enough to go back on my word, and I'm not going to do it. I'm sticking with my pick. Florida Panthers, three-peat, and I have them beating Vegas in the final.
Yeah, I think Vegas, Colorado, Edmonton, Dallas, I think those four all have a legit chance to make the cup final out of the West. I think Vegas is going to be great. I have them winning the Pacific. But ultimately, you look at Dallas's depth up front and on the back end. And I mean, hell, they even have Ottinger in goal. I think Dallas is the most complete team in the Western Conference. And, you know, Vegas loses Alex Pietrangelo for the full season in the playoffs. I mean, that kind of hurts their depth as well in defense with their being a number one defenseman. Florida, Scott, like, all things considered equal, I would have picked them to three-peat again as well.
If they had Barkov, I would 100%. They signed all the guys they wanted to re-sign. Like, they were able to pull off what people thought was impossible and get their major UFAs re-signed. So,
right. And but the Barkov injury, I mean, how many times have we talked about it's tough to win a cup without a true number one center. I'm not sold that, you know, Sam Bennett or Anton Lundell is that, obviously. Certainly not to Barkov's capability. So if any team can do it without a number one center in the lineup, it's Florida. But I guess time will tell. They're still extremely deep, especially when
they're back. And like, it's not impossible that Barkov returns at some point in the playoffs. Obviously, there would be questions about how effective he is. But like, May is kind of in the timeline of when he could return. The problem, of course, is like, this isn't the days where like you might get an easy matchup in the first round. Like, they could very well have the Battle of Florida in the first round, and Tampa is going to be a really good team this year, I think. So, you know, it's possible like their toughest series or one of their two toughest could be that first round matchup. So if they don't have Barkov by then, like, it could hurt. I said I was done betting against the Panthers, and even with the Barkov injury, I'm not going to bet against them.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode, I believe. Any final thoughts from you guys? I know Bridget has to go. Scott, I think you're probably good too, right?
I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for listening, and we'll talk to you after the first two games of the Bruins season.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.